Deadly Ebola disease could spread very fast in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, but more than 150 World Health Organization, WHO, staff are already hard at work there, helping to protect communities from the threat, a top agency official said on Wednesday. To date, there have been 58 confirmed, probable, or suspected cases of the disease in the northwest of the country, and 27 people have died since the outbreak was declared on 8 May. Speaking on the sidelines of the World Health Assembly meeting in Geneva, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, WHO Regional Coordinator for Africa, told Daniel Johnson that a lot of work needs to be done and that there needs to be a high level of vigilance.
We have a couple of cases now in an urban area, in the Wangata, which is very close to the city of Mbandaka. And this is a city of just over 1 million people. And one can imagine the conditions under which people are living, that the risk of spread of the disease in such a setting in an urban area could be very fast. So luckily, we've worked with the authorities to mobilize the community, mobilize the health system's preparedness, but there is a lot of work to be done and there is a high level of vigilance that needs to be kept. And then secondly, is the fact that this area, the epicenter, is next to the Congo River. There is a market nearby on the Republic of Congo side, which apparently is a very active market, with people coming from both sides of the Congo River and also some people who might move from the CAR. So there is need to ensure that people's movement along this river is monitored. And as you can imagine, that's a huge challenge.
So the World Health Organization has asked 9 countries to boost their surveillance of people coming across the border. Let's remember that DRC is a huge country. How are those countries going to do that? What measures are they putting in place in terms of protection equipment, in terms of thermometers? How are they going to keep an eye on who's crossing from one border to another?
Yes, they have to reinforce the recognized crossing points. We do say that our borders are porous, but people don't cross all over the place. I think there are recognized places where people tend to cross. So they are mobilizing capacity, sending people to those points with the requisite equipment to be able to monitor people's movements across these places. In addition, the countries are sharpening their readiness to detect, so surveillance, both at the community level and the level of primary care facilities, to make sure that the level of awareness is heightened, the surveillance systems is kicking into place, and the preparedness for dealing with any case that might arise is improved.
There is an element of concern, isn't there, that this outbreak has a rural element and the urban element, as you say. Are we really on top of this? Have we got enough means? Have we acted quickly enough, along with the leadership from the DRC?
We've acted very quickly, I would say, both on the side of the Congo government and on the side of WHO and other partners. The Director General just said that within a few days of this outbreak being declared, he and I and Peter Salama visited not only the capital to speak to the minister and his officials, but also the epicenter in this rural area.
But only with a phone call to the Secretary General to get a helicopter to get you to a very rural area. So if you're having these difficulties, how are people on the ground going to manage?
We have now got 173 WHO staff from the 3 levels of the organization in place in the DRC working on this outbreak. We have other partners who have come on board. We did recognize that logistics, particularly transportation to this remote area, needs beefing up. We're very happy that the European Union, through ECHO, have offered their flight capacity to supplement what is available from the World Food Programme. So this is something that's moving extremely quickly in terms of improving that capacity in the countries.